Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
He likes his meat cut lean. Oh, and he keeps his powder clean. But he seldom acts obscene.
He prefers things left unsaid. I know a place where we can't lose. It's not too far from here by train. It'll make you smile all over again. So let's get going, time is short. There is nothing that you need to bring. We've already got one another. You know we've got everything. Oh, 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 everything. Oh,
good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I'm so happy of myself!
Well, stop it!
To write you a song that would get you on your feet, that would introduce a rhythm and increase your heartbeat. I set out to write you a song that would carry you on home, that way I could have you when the carnival's long gone. I set out to write you a song, whether it's short, whether it's long, that would make you turn your head and cry for me instead. I set out to write you a song. You a song, tell me where you're gone. I set out on the road where St. Christopher did find my salvation of a five and dime. He found it in a novel underneath the shelf aglow with dimming lights of wonder and the prophets whom to know. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song, hope you won't be long. Now I'm no saint, and I wear no promise ring, but one thing I can give you is a melody to sing. And if you want to meet me out along the winding coast, you best know it's your good fortune, cause it's sure a pretty host. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song, hope it turns you on. Oh, maybe I miss the train. Maybe you're out catching fame. Maybe it's all a bigger plan to get me out of Texas, cause the West has left me breathless. To write you a song as the floods carry on, and I say a little prayer for the sweet hereafter. I leave you with a chapter, a map, and a rapper. As I drove away, I heard the crows stirring up the pasture. I set out to write you a song. I wrote you a song. Yeah, I set out to write you a song. I'm good enough as gone.
my parents' eyes.
Shine, we'll always be.
song, but I'm never done trying to stop this wrong. I know it ain't easy, in fact it's very, very hard. Sinful days are gone, now I'm always on my guard. Planning for the future, not living in the past. I wanna make some change and I wanna make it last. Hard times might be coming, but good times will too. You gotta kill the numbing, but we will get through. So, give me hope, give me faith. Give me life. Give me hope. Give me faith. Give me.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Rock and roll, rock on is hard rock. Something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The IVS somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Though at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. We'll be right back.
Boy's necklace on, and a picture of Elvis back in 68 tattooed on her arm. Well, we tipped the bartender and off we run, and we got in her Volkswagen bus. Had purple velvet curtains and a bed in the back. She up and says, hey, let's talk about us. She said, I'm my mother's first daughter from her third ex-husband. He left us before I turned three, and I spent half my life trying to figure out why he ran out on me. I don't know if I was falling, but I didn't care. I don't know if she was leading me on or if she was sincere. She could have promised me the moon and the sun and the stars up above. Hey, I'd have followed her anywhere. I don't know if I was falling or if I was already there.
Joker. you ain't got the knack. And then pulled up.